Hello, Avalanche fans, and welcome back to the Avs Hockey Podcast, your source for almost everything Avalanche. I'm James Tate Blake Graylian. This is a bit of a special edition of the Avs Hockey Podcast. The guys from WinnipegWhiteout.com, Marshall and Jeff, contacted Jay and I to talk about the upcoming Winnipeg Jets versus Colorado Avalanche game. And who are we to say no? So, instead of just Jay and I talking to each other, we talk to two other people and try to amuse ourselves and hopefully you and maybe get you a little prepped up for the game that's coming up. Tell us what you think about this. It's a little bit different, something maybe we'd like to do a little more of, maybe not. Did you enjoy it? Was it helpful? Was it informative? Let us know. Of course, you can always find our show at www.avshockeypodcast.com. You can leave a comment there or on the Facebook fan page. We jump right into it, talking about the upcoming trade deadline.
Avalanche, the Jets right now, both kind of younger teams that are on the possible outside looking in and might be sellers trying to build for the future. So talk a little bit about that too later on after the the friendly banter
stuff. Well, you know what? No, let's talk about it right now. Like, let's talk trade deadline. It's coming up. It's 2 weeks away, right? Not even.
It is.
You guys buying, selling? Sitting, doing nothing, going for the fishing already.
You got to have something. You got to have something worth selling, of course. You know, I don't know. What
well, come on, anybody you got Scott Gomez. David? I mean, Peter Stastny, right?
That's right. You got Scott Gomez money, yeah. But he's at least got a little bit better stats. You know, but I would get rid of. Maybe it isn't the most popular in the world with Avs fans, but I would get rid of David Jones in a New York minute.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. You also got to think where we're coming from as fans from last year and how terrible the year was. Mm-hmm. And this year is so much better. It's not that much more enjoyable, but it's better. So you kind of think, okay, why sell a bunch of stuff when you're moving in a better direction? So it's going to tell this trade deadline is going to say a lot about what the management feels about this team, whether they want to stick with the quote unquote rebuilding thing, mm-hmm. or do they want to, do what we got so used to. James and I are old Avalanche fans since the very beginning here, and every single year you just reload and you bring in the best that you can get and you make a shot at the cup. So it's crazy here to go almost 180 degrees and have, you know, the last couple seasons have been so bad except for the playoff year a couple years ago. But when you're coming from so bad and you get a little bit better, it's tough to see your team as sellers when, you know, what's going to make that big of a difference and what are you going to have to give up?
Yeah. Definitely know how you feel there from previous years with the Jets and seeing the teams that they've had and inability to really keep the star players. They almost had to sell just out of necessity. So
exactly.
Nice to see that we got a good ownership group here that's looking to build and keep those players now. Well, instead of just sell them off.
And they've been open and honest about that right from the get-go that, you know what, they're not expected to make a cup run this year. They're not expected to win the cup this year. And
not
you know
involved
what?
In the Rick Nash sweepstakes either, I don't
right.
think.
Right.
No, I don't think so. Even though, you know, you figured that we could throw a bunch of bodies around and get Carter, but, you know, who still knows about that anyways and how that whole Columbus position will play out. But, you know, I mean, it's funny because this year is actually the first year, thanks to Winnipeg being back in the league, I haven't even been paying attention to the West and how poor the Avs have been doing. Of course, years past, you know, watching, you know, Flames, like, just fighting it out and everything, right?
Sure,
so, I remember back when Quebec moved to Colorado and you guys were just, you know, pumping out the championships.
Yep.
I might get hanged for this one. I'm an old WA fan, to be honest with you. You're like from the Montreal days and everything, right? Yep. So, when you guys had that, I was like, oh, okay. You know, this is pretty good. You got a good team here to watch. And then, he retired and
it hasn't been the same since.
I haven't seen much since.
No, right? None of us have, and it's the same way with football down here too. With John Elway, everybody's looking for the next Elway. Everybody's looking for the next Patrick Waugh, and
you got to Tebow this year a couple times.
You had to revoke the name of the Tebow.
God, I did. You know that? What?
Go ahead and hang up, James. This is ridiculous.
I'm the non-football fan. I mean, I would rather pay attention to the CFL. Sadly enough,
yeah. And even he's tired of hearing the name Tebow. It's ridiculous how much.
Well, you know, CFL is awesome though.
It is awesome. Three downs. Everybody's in motion. There's tons of throwing, and nobody knows what the heck is going on. How do you get 1 point for kicking the football all the way out the other end of the field?
It's all right. You need to hop on Google at some point and type in the CFL Rouge, and that'll really mess you up. But of course, you know, our balls are bigger. You realize that, right? Yeah. Our field is bigger. We play with one less guy, one less down.
Why are we always accused of one less down?
That's what she said.
Yeah, why is that? Exactly. See, I can set them up for you guys, but I'm not going to knock them all down.
Just put it on a tee. We'll take care of the rest. We're good with that.
All right. Well, that sounds good.
One quick question I want to ask you about the Tebow incident there. Did you guys see the All-Star Game, the skills competition, where Carey Price pulled out the Tebow trying to make the save?
I appreciated that. I thought that was Carey Price and also Brian Elliott. They stepped up a couple notches in my book. Scott Hartnell as well. It was fun to watch that little personality. I thought it was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I thought honestly the goalies in the breakaway contest was the most entertaining part of that whole weekend.
Absolutely, no, I agree, and that's they need to take that out. I mean, I likened it to the NBA and their slam dunk championship. Like, we know those guys can score on breakaways. Let's make it some kind of a skill where they're doing something with it. It was just kind of like, I don't know, it was just this big show that really didn't need to be there. I don't need all the capes and everything, but yeah I thought
or the exploding pucks.
Yeah, exactly. I thought Carey Price was funny, and I liked him before, but again, he's and where you guys are is your reality. We don't get to watch a whole lot of Eastern Conference hockey, so it was fun to see a little personality out of those guys.
Speaking of Eastern Conference hockey, you got the Jets. Of course, were going to move with the realignment to essentially what's currently the Central Division, and since that got squashed by the NHLPA, and they're keeping the same alignment as next season. Next season, you guys are still in the Southeast. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I love it. Personally, I love it. It is our biggest opportunity to actually make it to the playoffs.
I mean, that attitude. Considering the fact that we might be able to get in with 90 points if everyone keeps sucking the way they have in the Southeast, whereas opposed to if we were in that conference that we were with Detroit and Chicago, as much as we hate Detroit.
Nashville
and St. Louis. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're looking at needing 100 points just to make fourth place in there almost.
That's true.
No, it's true. And in the we were talking about how the Avs are doing this year, and looking at the standings in the West, it's basically that the Central Division is sitting outside of the arenas with a big van saying, "Hey kids, I have free candy." They're just taking it. They're taking every point from everybody else. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And hey, we need overtime here. Let's provide an extra point and then drive a stake through everybody's
house. And then there's Columbus also.
The 3-point games.
Oh, exactly. I hate it too. Yeah. And there's Columbus, of course, they're handing out the free points to the Central. So it's impossible here, but you guys are right. Exactly. It's going to be that way with the Winnipeg Jets, but yeah, looking at the standings in the East, I mean, right now there's one Southeast team in the playoffs. Do you envision more than one at this point?
Unless it's Toronto getting bumped out at the last minute by someone else there, I don't think so.
It is Toronto.
Toronto and Ottawa both are the only two teams that really played as much games as the Jets. So I just look at it. I don't see a second Southeast team making it in there, but if it does, it's going to be Toronto that falls out of there.
Yeah,
and I mean, it's going to be really tough too. Like right now, Jets are 4 points out of eighth place, right? So, you know, it would be tight, but I mean, if they got those back, then they'd be ahead of Washington right now, anyways. But they're still behind Florida. So, you know, one team obviously is guaranteed out of the Southeast. Two teams is a stretch, and three teams never going to happen.
Yeah,
not this season, especially since Tampa's already on the trading block.
Yeah, well, and that's exactly it. And I mean, you know, even looking at where Winnipeg fits in the Southeast, right? I mean, they're only four ahead of Tampa right now as well,
and Tampa's got games in hand. So I mean, if Tampa's selling, kind of hindsight should be Winnipeg should be selling too. But
you know, that's it's really early. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No,
I was just going to comment. I didn't mean to interrupt, but as far as your ownership, I mean, it's really cool that they've come forward and said exactly what they're thinking, because that's one thing the Avalanche have never done. In the past, it's been clear what they're doing. They're trying to win a Stanley Cup. But now that the Avalanche don't have near the talent, everybody wonders, does the ownership even care? You know, nobody mentions rebuilding. Nobody mentions we're not going to have a cup. Nobody even hints towards that, and it's just kind of nobody quite knows where this team is going when nobody says exactly what their plan is. When the plan was for so long, and it was very clear, we're going to win a Stanley Cup. So,
well, that's the ultimate goal for every team. Absolutely, usually at the beginning absolutely. Of the season, mm-hmm. at the beginning of the season, at least, right? But
exactly,
you know, that course is, of course, changes throughout, and I mean, you know, the way that True North has been open and honest and transparent with the fans right from day one, mm-hmm. You know, something that's not often seen in sports, you know, let alone in life even too, right? Like, it's just great. You know, the direction they're going, they had this goal, you know, they had to sell 13,000 season tickets on a minimum 3-year commitment, boom, sold out in absolutely no time at all. Okay, great, no problem. We can get this team. We can support it. Don't look for us to, even though we have all this cap room, don't look for us to, like, you know, sell the farm just to get like 2 or 3 key players. I mean, there's been a lot of fans that have been asking, hey, you know what, we would really love to see Solani back here, right? But, you know, at the end of the day, if he's not the right fit, he's not the right fit, and they're not going to go mortgage the team to go get one guy for, you know, 2 months as opposed to give up on a guy for, you know, 2 years.
Yeah, that's a totally different reality than here, that's for sure.
Well, and part of the reality for Winnipeg, of course, is that they basically, True North, bought a rebuilding team that always should have been rebuilding and wasn't, yeah. and was never going to rebuild. The Thrashers were just, they weren't going to spend the money, they weren't going to have the patience, and they just didn't have the GM that had the wherewithal to do it.
They sold everybody anyways. Yeah.
Yeah, they got the player to develop into the Kovalchuk, and as soon as he was at that level, it's like, okay, well, you're a great player now. Time to leave town.
Yeah, that and Buffalo. Yeah,
which ironically was the way that it was in Winnipeg back in the 90s. But well, now the times have changed. So.
But part of it too is even the fan support, right? The fan base in Atlanta. I mean, you got 4 sports that you're competing against there, right? And
in the same building, and basically in the same building as well.
Exactly. You know, I got a buddy that. Yeah, exactly. Yep. I got a buddy that works at CNN, and he said he used to love it because he grew up in the Chicago area, so he's a hockey fan. He used to listen to, you know, Leafs games and Detroit games and that kind of stuff. But he would walk across mm-hmm. the plus 15, the bridge, basically, into, you know, Time Warner Arena there and sit down and watch for a little bit. And if it was sucking, then he'd go back to work.
Yeah, he just goes downstairs and he's there. That's, you know, it's yeah. right in a little mall there.
Yeah, and that was exactly it. That's great. You know, he always had a seat, no problem, nothing to worry about, because he just used his pass to get in anyways. But he could go in, and he's like, I was sitting right behind the bench one time. Sure. I was sitting here, like, no ticket, no nothing, just find an empty seat, which is easy to do.
There's plenty of good seats available. Well, there was. Not anymore. Yeah.
you have a buddy that works at CNN? Well, there's plenty of good seats available. Pardon me? You have a buddy that works at CNN?
I do, yeah.
I have a buddy that works at CNN.
Holy crap.
Well, my guy's in the online world of things.
My guy's in the international world of things.
You guys aren't near as cool as you thought you were about 10 seconds ago.
2 degrees of 24-hour news cycle separation, I guess. You do the math. That's 48 hours. We're going to break it down later. Let me ask you guys about...
But my guy's a hockey fan. I bet yours isn't.
Mine actually is. Has a blog where he used to write a lot about hockey, but doesn't as much anymore.
Small world.
Let me ask you guys about... this weekend's game, Avalanche fans, you know, I mean, Winnipeg's been a big story in the league, but, you know, they're in the other conference and blah, blah, blah. What should Avalanche fans, other than Evander Kane, because Evander Kane last game,
heat up when he's about to come to, or we're about to play you guys again.
Game he scored 2 goals. Who else should the Avs be watching out for right now?
Well, that whole line, that the Wheeler, Burmistrov, Evander Kane line, I mean, they... are three very, very creative players that are all still young and developing, especially Burmistrov. But as that line continues to gel, it's going to become one of the top lines in the league. I'm pretty sure about that, as long as they stick together. Problem is that Burmistrov's found himself on the fourth line at numerous times throughout the year, so we'll see if that or how long that takes to develop. Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, don't give them all the secrets here. I mean, as much as, you know, they feel that the Jets are going to win this one too, we got to make sure that we keep every advantage. Well,
hang on a second. Now, let me just make this clear. We are absolutely not affiliated with the Avalanche in any which way. If you think that we are anything more than little gnats that they just wave away from their face, you're insane. Yeah, we're going to be calling them up going, hey, guys, we got the inside info from some podcasters in Calgary.
Yes. Uh-huh. They will care immensely.
Podcasters in Calgary that talk about the Jets and we got all this pull. Yeah, exactly. Hey, you know what? We're the same way with the Jets too.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's all good. We have had communications with their communications team and department and that kind of stuff.
Oh, cool.
As well. But yeah, I mean, you know, we have zero pull as well too. Yeah. So we do this for the fun and love of the, you know, the Jets and hockey for that matter.
That's why we're getting along just fine so far.
Well, sounds good.
Kyle Wellwood. I mean, okay. You've got Kyle Wellwood. You've got Dustin Byfuglien. Are you tired of overeating jokes at this point?
You know, actually hasn't been that many of them on our podcast, at least.
There was on Twitter, I think it was last year, there was a Kyle Wellwood is so fat hashtag, and there were some real beauties in there. I mean, there was some, what was it? He kills penalties by himself or something. I mean, I don't know. There were some pretty good ones.
The thing is that you take Kyle Wellwood and you stick him beside Dustin Byfuglien and he doesn't look that fat anymore. So.
Rick Nash can be right alongside there too.
There's a website called Pucking Hilarious, and they had a t-shirt that was the evolution of Kyle Wellwood. From, and it was basically a small hockey player to a bigger hockey player to a bigger hockey player. But if you put like Kyle Wellwood and Dustin Byfuglien on a seesaw on one side and Marty Brodeur on the other side.
Hey-o.
All right, I digress. Anyways, the one thing that the Jets seem to have, you know, pretty solidly right now is goaltending. That the Avs, it's pretty questionable at this point. You know?
Well, it's funny too, because I mean, when I saw Varlamov first come into the league, I thought he was going to be the Caps goalie of the future, and we all know how that turned out. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I think you still got a decent goaltender there.
Yeah, and then it's actually Jaguar, who I would say until he pulled his groin the other night, that's your number one. So he's out for a little bit, but Varlamov will. I guess this is his chance to kind of prove that he's still number one worthy.
Yeah, and I mean, the price that you guys paid for him, and let's hope that for your sake he was.
I haven't heard from too many people like, wow, that was a steal. Nice work. You know, I haven't heard a whole lot of that yet.
Yeah. Well, it's no Phil Kessel trade yet, but.
There's always a bar that's set, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, I got a couple more questions here for you guys. I don't know if you know or not, but a little bit north of Denver, actually, Colorado Eagles are the Jets' mm-hmm. ECHL affiliate team. You guys ever check out any of those games?
I've been to several. I have a game-worn Colorado Eagles jersey from their first season. But it's an interesting dynamic up there right now, especially with the fans, because they, until last season, they were in the Central Hockey League. This season, they moved to the ECHL. And they were dominant. They were a team that was built to win championships. They won a couple. They went to the finals several other times. And all of a sudden, they changed to the ECHL, and the fans get excited because, hey, it's a better league, blah, blah, blah. And they certainly aren't as dominant as they used to be. And also, the fans up there are not used to as deep an affiliate program as the ECHL affiliated with the Jets are going to be. So it's interesting up there. I haven't been to any this season yet, but it's a great fan base. It's a decent building. It's a smaller building, but it's a great program up there.
And a lot of support. They sell out, I'd say, most of the games. I mean, I think, I don't know whether it's the price.
They used to have the minor league record for sellout streak.
Yeah.
And I think they still do.
I think it's the price of the Avalanche tickets that kind of scares people away to, you know, as compared to the product that they've seen the last few years. But they do have a ton of support, and people up north really love going. I know that for sure. But I go to James is kind of, like we said, traveling everywhere. I go to about half the Avalanche games anyway, so I haven't been up there to see them. But I do know they have a lot of support, and people are pretty excited about hockey up there.
Excellent. Yeah, I know that sellout record that you're mentioning there, that was one of the first things that I found out about the Colorado Eagles when the Jets announced that they were going to be the ECHL affiliate. And that was a pretty impressive number. I think it was over 100 straight sellouts or something like that. And anytime you're doing that in a professional sport, be it minor league or major league, that's impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's a great program up there.
And people in general around the metro area, they're excited about any sports. I know DU does pretty well. Our University of Denver does pretty well as far as their hockey program. And, you know, no matter what's going on, there's usually a lot of people there. It just depends on how well they're doing, how many people will come. This will always be a Denver Broncos town. just for the fact that they've been here for so long, for generations. But, you know, the hockey's definitely picking up, and it's a little bit tougher to draw people when they struggle like they have. But it'll make a comeback, hopefully. Hopefully this rebuilding will work out.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, you got some good young players there in Landeskog and Duchesne and whatnot. So I think I think you guys are in a similar boat as the Jets here, where it's going to be a couple years here, and then good things should be coming back around.
They're saying Duchesne could actually be back in. I think he's missed 19 games now with his knee injury. He could be back. He's real close. He could be. I don't think he's going to play tonight in Edmonton, but they're saying there's a chance, because he is on the trip, that he will play Sunday night against the Jets. So I don't know how.
Well, if he waits one more game, it's not a big deal.
And he's sure not going to hurt right now. The Avalanche aren't scoring a whole lot of goals. So the Avalanche fans will be pretty excited. But Landeskog has been, I have a big man crush on Landeskog. The kid can flat play for 19 years old. And he's like an old hockey soul. You don't realize how young he is if you just keep watching him play. And he hasn't slowed down. I mean, he's not the offensive powerhouse that Duchesne, is basically made for. He's a complete player. He'll be your 25-30 goal scorer, hopefully, in the future. He'll kill penalties, and hopefully he'll be that big forward that the Avalanche have been looking for, because the dirty goals just aren't happening in front of the net because they don't have enough size to really fight through the defense to finish things off. But hopefully he'll be that guy.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. We were just actually talking about that, about the Jets need to get guys in front of the net. Of course, you know, anytime we throw Bufflin down there, well, the goalie can't see around him, but of course it, pucks don't get through either.
No, so maybe all we need to do is stick Bufflin and Wellwood side by side. Yeah. It would be all right.
It's just, you might as well shoot at the board.
Shoot for the five hole.
Yeah, you might as well shoot at the boards or something then. Between, yeah.
Let your goalie skate it down the ice and leave them back there. Sure, why
not? We need a goalie that can skate. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Boy, can he handle the puck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, back to the WA days there.
That's right. Or go grab Marty Turco. I know he's available. Go grab him, have him join the rush. Let's go.
Marty Turco signed with some European team, and he has an NHL out clause. It was like, maybe you should make that an NHL network out clause, because I don't think NHL is coming for anybody.
If they haven't already, but you never know.
We've still got David Abisher in our organization somewhere down in St. John's. So.
You guys are, we can you're tell a lucky
that
bunch.
We can tell that you are definitely Canadian, because you say organization. Mm-hmm. And down here, it's just organization. we just droll it out like we're from Texas or something. But yeah, I still
you're close to Texas, but not quite.
Yeah,
have a David Abisher Avs third jersey with a black strip of fabric right through his last name on the back. When they traded him.
That was a sad day, but that's one of the many stories. And we've gone down the list of just the post-WA goaltending issues. I'd say that the post-WA goaltending issues, this is the best it's been since then. It's only taken, almost a decade to figure things out. That's pretty good.
could be like Edmonton, and they're still looking.
That's true. Yeah.
Which is sad, because it looked like Hobby Bullen was going to be the guy, and then everything kind of regressed to the mean.
And then Rolison waited to turn things on until he, plays for Tampa. So,
And now off again.
Yeah, now off. It wasn't on for very long.
Yeah, at the 6-month window there, it was good for the end. just in time to make one last push to the semifinals,
and then just ride the rest out and see how things go.
Exactly. Well, guys, we're coming up, getting pretty long here for us.
That's what you said.
Oh, outstanding, man! You guys have this down already.
It's not just an American thing. We're intelligent up here as well.
No, it's just a mindset, and hey, 12-year-old minds love that stuff.
Exactly.
Well, I think Jeff has probably said it about 50 times already, even before we got on the phone with you guys here. So,
we have
it's our tribute to you.
Oh, we have intercontinental influence. I love it. This is great.
There you go. We actually name each show as well too, with a little catchphrase or whatever. So, yes, this episode is aptly called. That's what she said.
I love how positive your episode names are. Like from 7 to 10, it's I'm proud of you. I'm awesome, sweet, and perfect.
Well, most of them are about me.
It's like the affirmation podcast.
You got to do what you got to do to stay happy in the markets that we cheer for.
Although I do want to say one thing about your website, the picture of Andrew Ladd that you guys have, he looks like the love child of Andrew Burnett and Daniel Winnick. It's just really kind of crazy. Maybe it's the disposition on his face there. It's just like,
well, you know what? We are actually in the process of doing a website redesign here. We've been talking about that now for quite some time, but I've managed to make some much needed progress on it as well, too. So in the next couple of weeks, that's all going to switch up there as well.
Wow. I think one of the best images I saw of a Winnipeg Jet player was Dustin Byfuglien doing his troll face in the Winnipeg sun. That was priceless.
Eating a candy bar.
Yeah. And some pizza.
Oh, that's so mean. I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize for Jay.
They could go cry on their millions of dollars. That's okay.
Yeah. Exactly. It's not the first or the last time he's going to have to apologize for me either. So.
Yeah. That's what she
said.
That's
right.
All right, guys. So, you know what? Where can, if for whatever reason, Jets listeners want to get a hold of you guys or find out, where can they find you guys online?
Our site is at www.avshockeypodcast.com. And Jay's on Twitter at AVSHKY podcast. And I'm online at Tapeleg. And yeah,
iTunes. We also have a Facebook page. If anybody just wants to follow us there, just search for the Avs Hockey Podcast and click like, and we'll keep you up to date with almost everything Avalanche.
And if Avs Hockey Podcast fans like what they heard from you, where should they find your stuff?
Well, you know what? Funny, you guys are at avshockeypodcast.com. We're at jetshockeypodcast.com.
We have great taste.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, that's actually sort of a sister site to our main one, which is winnipegwhiteout.com. And on Twitter, you can find us at WPG_whiteout, all one word. And we're on Facebook and that kind of stuff. But you know what? You go to the website, you can find us all easily that way as well, too. And you guys are recording episode 71. Is that what this one is?
The Patrice Brisebois edition of the show coming at you in about a week.
All right. Yeah. We're on episode 11 here. Yeah. So yeah, man, we got a long way to go there for sure to catch up to you guys.
That's a lot of affirmations. I don't know.
That's what she said.
After a while, it's going to be episode 30, magnanimous.
You'll just have to, have to string them together.
We're playing the Flyers. It's humongous. It's
humongous. All right. You know what? I got to write these down because right. You know, we're going to use them for those. It's, watch out for episode 30. We got a few more weeks to go before we get there. We do this about once a week.
Right? Yeah, there you go. You know. It's humongous big. Yeah.
So before we let you guys go here, what's your prediction for the game Sunday?
Avs are going to win it 3-2.
Wow. He jumped all over that one. That's what she said. man, I don't know which Avalanche team is going to show up. If Matt Duchene's back, I would like to predict an Avalanche victory, and he'll be triumphant, and everybody will think that the Avalanche are going to make the playoffs. if he's not back, more of the same. Don't be prepared for any, you know, rebound goals or anything like that. We never know what we're going to get, but if Matt Duchene's back, hey, anything can happen. If not, who knows?
Yeah.
How about you guys?
We're both going for a Jets win here. It's home ice for the Jets, which they're a completely different team than when they play on the road. And they're kind of in a situation where they've really got almost win out at home ice.
Now, I forgot to mention, though, too, the Avalanche play extremely well against the Eastern Conference teams. Now, if you guys were in the Northwest Division, I could almost guarantee you a win. The Avalanche are now, I think they're 2-13-1 within the division. So since you're not within the division and you're in an Eastern Conference, I think the Avalanche are, I want to say 10-1 or 11-2 or some. I mean, some pretty good number. So maybe I might have to revise that based on what I'm thinking about now. But we never know. We'll see.
Well, I do know one of those losses would be against the Jets from the game earlier when they played in Denver.
Of course you have to bring that up. Of course you do.
Of course I
would. And Evander Kane has to heat up just in time to play, like I said earlier, against the Avalanche again. So who knows? We'll see.
Interesting note about
flip a coin.
Interesting note about the home of the Winnipeg Jets. A lot of the movie Goon was filmed there at the MTS Center.
And do they actually, they were talking about crowd noise. I think the Avalanche were actually, Peter McNabb was talking about it in the post game the other night. Do they actually pipe noise in? Because that's what they've been accused of, is piping noise in. So it makes it seem even louder. Is the building that loud, or is it just everybody's that excited? What's up with that?
You know what? I've had the opportunity to take in one game there this season. I was in the press box, so it was a little bit more challenging to hear some of the noise. But at one point, I had the opportunity to get right down behind the Jets bench there. Mm-hmm. It's freaking loud in there.
Yeah.
We had the opportunity to take in a game in Chicago earlier in the season. Not quite as loud as there. I hate to say it to our Jets it's listeners okay. and whatnot.
It's all right.
But you know, the MTS Center is definitely top three in the league for noise.
That's great. That's fantastic for you guys.
I just look forward to the day, whether it's this year, next year, 5 years from now, whenever the whiteout returns and they get the first playoff game. That's
oh boy, be
amazing sight. Yeah,
we're rooting for you guys too.
Just not this time.
All right, you know what? You heard it here. We're talking Jets Avalanche Stanley Cup Final.
Oh, I like it. Like, we even need a reason to podcast together again. I love it.
It's going
to
be like, yeah, okay. Yeah, if the Stanley Cup Final is like number 9 versus number 9. Okay.
9 through 16. Definitely Avalanche Jets.
Going with the reverse.
We'll play it on the golf course. We'll play it on the golf course.
Yeah. Sounds good to me too.
Both teams have good minus numbers, so it should be good at golf.
That's right. The handicaps are going down.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to join us here as well.
Well, we appreciate you getting in touch and setting us all up, and we'll have to do it again sometime soon.
Definitely. Yeah, you bet. I don't know. Jets don't play again this year, do they?
I don't think so.
Not this year,
Stanley
but
Cup Stanley, final. Stanley Cup final. Right?
It might be nice to have a little follow-up file at the end of the season.
Yeah, we can do that. Definitely. We could have some bragging rights or some kind of, I don't know. Let's do some stuff for upcoming seasons. I like it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
We can see who rebuilds faster.
All right. Well, we're not rebuilding. We're continuing the build.
Yeah. Call it what you want. Yeah. The Avalanche are doing the same thing. Sure.
Awesome. All right, guys.
Hey, thank you very much, guys.
Thanks a lot. Okay.